You're listening to Motherfuckers with Badass Moms Nicole Marie.
That's me.
And Lauren Durrell.
That's me.
From the bleachers to BFFs, busting up comfort zones, taking you with.
Hi.
Yay. Welcome back, Cotter. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was different. My guy, undiagnosed, mom diagnosed, had the flu.
Ugh.
So it was a doozy. And you saved me because you were telling me the symptoms.
Yes.
And so it actually, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I do think you saved me from getting it. I will say that much. And it helped me kind of like walk through what was going on. I think both my kids had it. So sore throat first, mm-hmm. and then the head pain. And sore throat, I didn't, but once the head pain hit, then I masked up and I was super religious about it. I do think it helped me tremendously because I like nursed for Leah. I was the only one on duty, nursed her through it. And then, yeah, but they're easy. I mean, I will say it was kind of fascinating to watch them. The head pain sounded excruciating.
Oh, wait, you,
so nothing.
Yeah, no.
And so she was like, my head just hurts so much.
You don't give them anything?
Head pain. They both had fevers, I think. This is mom diagnosed. Yes. I didn't run the thermometer, but you can feel them when they're not their normal. And it makes you super lethargic.
Yeah.
And they were just like not getting out of bed. And so Oliver turned to me at one point. Leah went through hers. And then sure enough, like a day or two later, Oliver gets it. And he was like, so he missed a couple of days of school. And then at that point, we're hanging out for Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know, we have all the time off. And he was like, I looked at him and he said a couple times that his head hurt. I was like, and I looked at him and I could see it in his eyes when he would stand up. And I was like, your head's really bothering you, right? And he was like, yes.
Yeah. One Tylenol, one Advil. I would have knocked that headache out a little bit.
He goes, we can't just take Tylenol.
Oh my gosh. He doesn't even know the name of it.
And I go, what? And he's like, Tylenol. Like, why can't we be normal and just take it?
Oh my
gosh. Oh. I figure out what he's saying. And I was like, I'm psyched that he does not know the proper name for that.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, buddy, I'm really sorry. He's like, why? And I was like, well, it doesn't really help. Like, it just masks
the symptoms. Yes.
He's like, yeah, I'll take the masking.
Goes, that head pain was wicked.
He goes, I was like, it's really bad. He's like, when I stand up, it feels like someone's putting an axe through my head.
Cole
he's
got
like,
the
it's
Advil
throbbing. And he's like, I could see. He said it was making him lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole thing.
The headache was probably, between that he and being that. Lethargic, those were the worst.
Then he got this cough. Mm. But yeah, no, I didn't give him that. And he's like, oh, just go out and take some tree bark. Like he starts making fun of me. Yeah. So it was different. I marvel at how kids, I mean, I don't know if it's all kids, but I was watching these two work their way through this thing. They were I'm guessing they were extraordinarily uncomfortable. Because they weren't even...
Oh, God, yeah.
I was the one who was like, you're not going to school. Because, you know, they weren't even fronting, like, trying to make it worse to stay home from school. They were, like, facked up from this thing. Just, like, knocked out in the bed.
It was terrible.
I was like, they can't go to school. Even, I was like, so...
It literally just sucks the life out of you. And then your head pain is... I don't know how they did it without any Tylenol.
I think because they're not used to getting it. I don't know.
Literally, Cole would wake up and he's like,
too.
Yeah, it's days. Yeah. And he's like, oh, my head. I can't lift it up. And I'm like, wait, let me go downstairs and get the. And then literally within like a half hour, he's like, oh, it's so much better. I'm like, I know.
He's like, you know, it helps, right? And I was like, yes, I do. He's like, I've had it.
Oh,
also.
God, no.
He said, I've had it a lot. I said, not on my watch, pal. No,
I didn't give it to him.
No. I said, was it when you're traveling and I'm not around? He was like, yeah, I've had it a bunch. Dad gives it to me. And
oh,
I was
God.
Like, I was like, well, I'm not giving it to you guys.
You're like, where's dad?
And he's like, what is the reason that we can't have it? And I was like, well, it taxes the liver.
It's the gut. Yeah, I knew it was something to do with the...
It does. It's adding chemicals into your body. So while your body's trying to fight something off, then it has these two little minuscule chemicals.
Well, shit, because I just took it today.
Everyone should take it that wants to take it. I mean, I shouldn't say that either. Because my head doesn't hurt now. It worked.
It worked.
It does work.
I don't know why I had a headache this morning, and I'm like, crap.
It's amazing. It does. It really works. I've taken plenty of it in my time.
What's
going to
happen now inside my... Well, I mean, I don't drink, so my liver should be pink.
Your liver should be pretty... It should be good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to happen. Maybe I'm making it all up.
No. I know people that don't take it.
I don't like giving him stuff, period.
No, like Kevin didn't feel good and he wasn't going to take the Tamiflu at all.
That's phenomenal.
And he didn't even want me to get him tested.
Phenomenal. Because why? Yeah. He's going to be sick.
I got him tested.
Period. That's so awesome.
I had her come to the house. And then the Tamiflu, he took one because he's like, I don't know. But then when he was negative for the test, he's like, I'm not taking anymore. He hates taking stuff.
Yeah, that's so cool.
He did take Zicam though.
I don't even know what that is.
You wouldn't take it.
Is it for the stomach?
I'm shocked he took it. No, it was for like a cold.
Okay. I don't know what that is. Did it help?
He still looks like, he looks like crap again today.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, I don't know what if he has it. I don't, maybe the test was negative and he's positive. I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm looking at these two and I was like, they are being champs. Oh. I don't think I would be this friendly going through this. No, they were just like, yeah, I'm really uncomfortable. Like that was the end of it.
With the cold, the hot, like it was.
She was getting a little hot and cold. Yeah, hers definitely ran through faster than his, but it looked really rough. And then I kept him home from Thanksgiving, which I told you, so I felt badly about that. So I was going back and forth just because I didn't want him to be alone the whole time. Then I felt badly dodging Thanksgiving. I felt like I just ping pong ball.
Where do you go?
We went to my mom's, which is easier. It's here. But I was kind of like darting back and forth between the two houses like a weirdo.
I mean, I'd feel bad.
Yeah. I mean,
he's probably so tired.
He said it was okay. He's like, he made something for everyone.
Aww.
I know. And then so we're looking up online, like, does heat kill germs? Because I was like, no one's going to want to eat this.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. But Dan's like, it does. It's like pasteurizing once you get above 200 degrees, apparently. Right. I don't know. Yeah, it was sweet. He did all that on his own. And then I was like, I can't bring you. I'm so sorry. So then I was going back and forth. I didn't want him sitting home alone.
No.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was a different. It was a different Thanksgiving.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But that was like COVID. Like we had a small Thanksgiving because.
This year or during COVID?
During COVID.
I mean, I know we're technically still
No,
in
this
COVID,
year was back to normal.
It was. Did you host it?
Yeah.
I host
Thanksgiving.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we had like 15 people.
That's a lot.
We just blend the two.
You do.
Like Kevin's dad, brother, nephews, and then my family.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
And you cook for everybody.
No. So I do the vegetables. Yeah. Okay. My mom does a lot of the cooking.
That's nice.
And then usually my brother-in-law does the turkey.
Okay. That's
cool. So he didn't come this year.
Oh. So what'd they do?
So I ordered a turkey.
You did.
From Boston Market.
And you just pick it up and it's cooked?
Yeah, pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you figure that one out?
Well, I was looking to see where I could get a turkey from because I'm not.
No,
like
you're not.
First of all,
that.
I don't even like the smell of turkey. So when it's cooking in my house all day, like I hate it.
Yeah.
And then I'm not stuffing a turkey and cleaning it. Like I'm not touching a dead turkey.
No.
I hate that people even have turkey.
Yeah.
And
like,
I was trying not to do the turkey at all, but.
You could. I did that one year.
My dad was. He
Your
would
dad
have brought
would
a turkey.
Leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
There's no way.
No.
So then I'm like, well, everybody loves the Boston Market chicken. I was going to do Sickles Market. And then I'm like, they already have this cut up. I'm like, so we just did that.
Wow.
That's easy.
So much better.
Yeah. I was in charge of the appetizers, all the vegetables, and then some desserts.
And did you make the appetizers vegan?
Mm. I would.
You didn't.
Kevin does. So one was vegan.
Okay.
The other was not.
Okay. So it's one and one.
It's like two platters. They're shaped like turkeys. One's like a vegetable platter. The other's like a meat and cheese.
Yeah. He did that one.
Yep.
But you had one.
Yeah, one was vegan.
Okay.
So at least.
Yeah.
And then all the vegan stuff was the stuff I like cooked.
Nobody else did it.
No, my mom does her own stuffing, which has sausage in it.
Yeah.
Which
I don't even
you would
like
know.
Stuffing.
No. No, nobody.
I really don't like it. No one. Yeah. It's too much.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot
point.
Of food.
It is.
But it was good. We did these minute to win it games. It was hilarious.
What
like,
is that?
Pee your pants. Like, you have a minute to like. I don't know, she had these like cups, so you had to like strap it around your stomach, and then it had like a ball, so you had do like the thrusting motion to get the ball into the cup.
Oh my gosh.
We literally, that's and then adorable. Another one was like, you had like whipped cream and like couldn't use your hands. You could only use your mouth, and it was in a plate, and you had to find like 5 M&Ms with your mouth. So like, it was kind of like the pie in the face. That's thing.
Hilarious. People were okay with that.
Oh, they loved it.
That's really funny.
And then we always play bingo, but I get like gift cards, so they always want to play.
That's really cute.
It was good. And then we watched the Cowboys win.
I didn't even know they played.
Uh-huh, yeah. Cowboys, no. Giants.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. They won. Okay.
And that was it?
No idea.
Yeah, it was good.
There was no football on at my mom and stepfather's, which is nice.
Holy crap.
Because I'm like, you know, I don't love the TV being on.
We literally had an early dinner so that we could watch football.
No TV on.
Yeah, they came up early.
That is a big part of Thanksgiving, though. People.
Well, and the Cowboys are playing the Giants, so that's our households.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We like the Cowboys. Kevin and his family like the Giants. My parents like the Eagles. They went on their own.
Philly.
Yeah, they just decided like they weren't any team, and then they went like, my legit entire family is Cowboys.
That's awesome.
So my parents go Eagles just to annoy us. Because they're your parents. Yeah.
That's pretty mm-hmm. great.
Yeah, it's great.
And that was it. I have no football commentary whatsoever. I don't. I didn't even know there was a game, which I guess technically I should know, but no. Does RFH do the game still?
On Thanksgiving?
They used to.
I don't think so.
I thought they did. I didn't hear anything, though. You can usually hear.
No, because they're in like the championship, so I don't know if they would be playing.
I thought there was always a homecoming game on Thanksgiving Day morning.
I don't know.
Someone's going to know. I'm curious about that. I could have sworn that was a deal growing up. Anyway.
I don't know.
So we have
adult bullying.
Yeah, crummy topic.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
I was very interested to learn that. So I'm curious to hear if you read anything about it. I didn't read a ton, but apparently it's not uncommon, which I think you knew.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's mostly done towards intelligent people. Is that what we had? I think that's what I had said to you. It's funny because now I can't remember. Oh, or who are prominent in their fields.
Well, they want to knock you down. And they're
that's so weird.
It's kind of like even kids, like.
Oh, is that what happens?
Well, they do, or they bully like a child that's different or, you know, that's weaker.
Oh my gosh, this is like making me nauseous listening to it.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And then as adults, you and I have both gotten bullied.
Mm-hmm.
I was as a kid and then as an adult.
I don't know if I knew, but oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. But there's always something that arises. And what are you going to do as an adult? I've even gone to the police and did.
Did that help? They say it doesn't normally help. You want it to help.
Yeah, you can't get like a restraining order unless something was like physically done. But you can like write up a harassment. And then if it happens again, then at least it's there. So then you might have something that you could do for it.
That's
but it's not like you have like a superintendent and you're a kid at school and then you bring in the parents like...
Not happening.
No.
Right.
No, and I've even asked for a sit down with an adult.
That would be great. Yeah.
And they won't
do it.
No.
No. Why Mine am I was, surprised I'll never, by that?
I have no reason to ever talk to you.
Oh, that situation is so difficult.
Yeah, because it's like they could talk about you.
Right.
But they won't talk to your face. Like you have something to say, say it.
Yeah. Even the coming after is like,
yeah,
that's toward and... Yeah, it's mm-hmm. like they're like super focused on you.
Yes.
Drawn to you, obsessed with you.
Yeah.
Actually, it is that.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize till you and I are just sitting here, but that's really hard.
And then what do? Do you just ignore it?
I don't know.
It's tough.
Well, I guess I do know. Yes. That's what I ended up doing.
That's the mature thing, but then it's like, then they just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you stop them?
Maybe you don't. I don't know. That's a really good question.
Like when do they get bored harassing you?
Yeah, if you're not going to respond. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. I always wonder that mine died down.
That's good.
A little. I don't know if it would, like, if something, it's in the back of my mind, is something going to provoke this person again in the future?
Yep.
It actually, like, when we just said, oh, they're obsessed with you, it makes me have some hint of compassion, which I know sounds insane. I know my family's always like, don't do that. Don't have compassion. They're making your life. But yeah, there was something else they said that was common. It was intelligent, people who are prominent and I guess accomplished are the targets, which I never knew. And it's also usually done by someone you cannot rationalize with, which was my experience and yours.
Yep.
I've had it happen a couple of times, and you can't, consistently. You can't,
they don't even see that they're doing it. Like, you're talking to like a wall.
It's like a different language. Yeah. Like, complete different language.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like
you, not even acknowledging it whatsoever.
No, and we'll never apologize because they think they've done nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
But, like, why not just leave me the hell alone?
Yeah.
Like, why do you want to keep trying to knock me down? Or, like, the things that they'll say. Like, it is...
It's super upsetting. I go to this place of like, maybe this is how they were treated in their family. I don't know. But that's even not helpful because it doesn't make a difference when you're getting like pummeled.
Yeah, literally pummeled. Like the words, the hate, the anger. And it'll be like nonstop. Like, and then eventually it'll end.
I do think it makes that person look like the crazy person though. You know, when you're doing it publicly, like mine's happened on public forums.
Mine have not.
Yeah.
Mine are like via text, email.
But you're still, you have had one out like in
the
open. Yeah,
in public.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's looks
Sherry
crazy.
Springer. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's legit. That show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible.
I know.
Well, that was the harassment. I went and filed a report.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I wish more could be done. I don't know though. What are you going to do? You have to like lock the person up.
Yeah, you have to record it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, like if you have some type of proof, like you really need.
That's really difficult in the situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're trying to defend yourself, not fumble around with a phone.
No, yes. Like, what are you going to do? Put it like.
Right. Like, I'm sorry. Could you say that again? Yeah. Like,
can I zoom in, please?
Yeah.
So we can make sure it's you.
Right. Exactly. Face me a little more.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. But at least yours, you would have proof because yours is on.
It's written. Yeah. But I had a lot of text, email too, definitely. It's super unfortunate. Both of us, you're in the same community with the person.
Yep.
So that's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it done slightly from a distance, but mostly it's in the community. And first when it happens, I go to this place of like, what did I do wrong to upset
Nothing.
This person? You don't. You're different from me, which I wish I didn't do, but I definitely did. And then I was like, wait a minute. Like, this person is legit harassing me.
Yeah. And it's not you. I mean, it is you, but it's not something you did. It's just you being exceptional and they just can't stand it.
See, that was hard too.
I mean, it's the same as when we were kids. Like, people get jealous and then they want to knock you down and it makes them feel better.
You're right.
Like, this is what we try to teach our kids.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. You've seen it from so many interesting angles because you were a teacher, because you had it happen as a kid.
Yeah.
And then as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You notice it when you're a teacher. You stopped a few of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't hear about that happening a lot in school. Well, my kids will tell me.
When you're in a classroom,
me,
and
I say, why is the teacher not noticing this?
Mm.
That makes me sad.
I have like radar though, like mine
I'm
is.
I'm sure, yeah.
Some people just don't like, if Kevin was a teacher, he wouldn't notice things because he could block noise out. Like you and I aren't able to, so you would notice everything.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like we hear everything.
Definitely.
And if you're walking through the hall and you see someone being mean, like even when Cole has his friends over, I'm like, that's not nice, guys.
Right,
like,
right. If they're talking about someone.
Because they're so I mean to each other too. Like,
yeah.
Because boys are just.
I know. They'll say stuff about somebody else and I'll be like, let's not do that.
Don't talk about the person if they're not here.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all these lessons. But then you have parents that don't teach their kids right from wrong. And then, you know,
that
then
creates
they're out
an
there.
Inferno. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you, do you remember how you dealt with it in school?
No, I didn't deal with it well.
Well, I don't know if there is any well. I mean, no. I don't know, right?
Like, I would just go home to my mom. I didn't fight back when I was younger.
I think that's, is that what they say to do, to fight back?
No, they say don't.
Okay.
Or so tell a trusted adult.
I think you were doing.
I told my mom.
She probably wanted to kill him.
Oh, she's so feisty. Yeah. She wanted to kill them. But like they, it was more like the weight thing. Oh my gosh, I would be
so infuriated. Yeah. You have to wait till it dies down.
Well, like no, because of my weight when I was younger. So that's when like they would just say things here and there. It wasn't like the bullying now is so much worse because of social media. Mm-hmm. Like they have, back then they had to say it to your face.
That's a good point.
We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have anything
back
then.
You're right. You're right. Takes a little more.
Now these poor kids are getting crushed.
Yeah, like, on social. Yeah. Oh, which is worse.
Yeah.
Because more people see it.
Yes. And there's so many different avenues. People take pictures of you. They post them up without you saying they can. And then, like, I've seen it with Cole. Cole lets everything roll off his shoulders.
He does. Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, I don't care. I'm like, I would die if somebody posts that picture of me.
I guess in a way it's flattering.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I guess.
There is some level of like, oh, they're interacting with my image.
Yeah. He handles it the way you should handle it. I don't think I could handle it that way.
It's super disturbing.
Yeah.
But and they're not even doing it meanly.
No, they're like they doing it jokingly. Like, but if they know it bothers him, then they'll do 10 more. You're like right. That poor kid that lets them see that, you know, it's upsetting so him. True. Like, you can't let them see it.
Which I don't even know how you don't do, but.
Yeah, because it just
That's pretty
off.
Cool that he.
He could do that.
I wonder where he got that from.
I don't know.
I'm not kidding. Me. Yes, it no, is. It's not. Oh, 100% no. It's you.
Some things I could let go. Others I can't.
You can't. That uh-huh. you, yeah. Although mm-hmm. you did what they say to do with mm-hmm. when you were in school.
Yeah, back then I could.
That's hard to do.
You're now I ignore as much as I can.
Which it's, is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how did you just... Did you ever confront any of them?
No, I did not. I had stuff written up.
Yeah.
And then I did not send it because I knew I was stoking the fire or whatever that saying is.
Yes,
I knew I was.
It's so hard not to.
Oh, it's so hard.
Like, Kevin always says it. He's like... You know, if you reply to that, what's going to happen? And you know, you're going to get nowhere. And
he's
I'm like,
right.
I know, but do you see all this mean stuff that was written? Like, how do you not reply? And they're lies. Like,
I know. Dan says the same thing. He's like, do not touch any of that.
Because then when you reply, they don't even acknowledge that you're replying to what you're actually. And then they just make up all these other lies. And then I'm like, I just addressed all the first lies. Literally, it's like you're talking to yourself and it just gets you more aggravated.
It's gotten your attention, the replying. You know, I think that's what is wanted in the
Oh, they love it. Way. Yes.
Yeah. But it's very hard. And I didn't even like report any of it. You know how you can say like report abuse
on social
or
media,
whatever that is. I didn't. I just was like, I don't want anything. Like, I don't want to have any interaction with this whatsoever. Yeah. If it's up there, it's up there. That I did all that.
Okay.
Oh, 100% right away. Like every form of communication.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't want the toxicity.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I did that. But I didn't do any of that like report abuse stuff. I was like, well, if someone stumbles upon it, that person will look crazy, not me. Right. I do think that, you know, like.
It is. It's the very mature way to handle it.
I sort of tried to say like, what is going to not make this worse?
Yes.
Even if you did report it as abuse, the person wouldn't know that you did that. I think the platform would just take it down. But I was like, I just don't want to be interacting with this whatsoever.
No, I used to be better at it with this bully, like in the beginning, and I would just ignore it. But then things are said that, like, if they talk about like your family, your kid, like, then you just can't ignore it.
Yeah, it's really upsetting. The whole thing is super upsetting, I guess.
And yours, they're trying to like knock you down.
Yeah. Yeah, like questioning. Yeah, it has been not nice, but I try to like say, okay, something is setting this person afire. Or
it's a jealousy.
You know, I guess. Yeah, I get. I'm sure you're. It is. It's so hard for me to be like, how could that be? Why could that person be jealous? But
hello. I mean,
it's happened from like multiple people. But yeah,
I don't.
It's painful when it happens. I try to kind of like, I guess, work on releasing the pain because I do find it really hurtful when it happens.
Yes,
I've had it happen over the years. And
well, they'll say things or do things to really try to get you like way below the belt. And it is. It's very hurtful. Like, there's things that were said to me that I'm never going to forget them.
I know. Yeah, and this, like, stayed with me at the core, unfortunately.
I could verbatim,
unfortunately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why is that? I guess it just is harrowing that.
Well, that's what they want.
Right.
Like, that's true. Want to hurt you, but it's because they're hurting.
They're hurting. Anyone that's going to do that is super suffering.
Yeah.
Super suffering. It's like hurting, like beating an animal.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why everybody wants to, like, knock each other down. Like,
right.
Or why kids bully other kids. Like, there's been so many suicides. Like, it's so sad. Like,
it is.
Just leave them alone. Like, why do you need to try to hurt them?
It's heartbreaking. I agree with you. Yeah, I wish we had more, it's easy for me to say, but I guess means of prevention so that it didn't get to that.
Yeah, like a... elementary school, it's all like we're one big happy family. They really try to bond the kids together. But then once you get up to middle and high school, they don't do that anymore. I don't know why.
I don't know. It becomes so competitive academically, socially, financially. Yeah. Everything is a target. Like, you don't have money. You don't have this. And I guess maybe if we did more about mental health, I know they are trying to bring some of that into the classrooms, but it probably has to come at a familial level also.
Oh, yeah.
Just being keyed into it.
But a lot of parents just, they don't want, it's like, go ahead, go outside, go play. And they don't even care. Like, yeah, they would have really no clue that their kid was doing anything.
I know. I say that and I'm like, yeah.
No, you have like, you I actually try talk to them all the time. It. You hang out with them. Like,
I do.
You're not one of those like, all right, you know, go out, see you at 11 o'clock.
No. Yeah. Sometimes that's tempting.
It is. I know it is. Like, but I don't.
No. Even you like try to keep your finger on the pulse.
Yeah. Or like whenever he wants to go somewhere, like I'm just constantly his bitch. But I'm like, it's only a few more years and then he's going to be gone.
I know.
And it's so sad.
I know. I had a nightmare about it this morning. I like really don't want, I say to lose them, but I do feel like I'm losing them at that point because they're going to spread their wings and go. And then it's just so different and you don't really know.
It's so different.
What will happen? I don't know.
Like, I legit came home like almost every weekend. Like, I know he's not going to come home.
Oh, no. My kids aren't going to do that either. No. Oliver wants to go to school in Germany. For real. He wants to go. Yeah. And I'm.
Stop it.
Of course, I'll support him.
I'd be moving there. Or at least get an apartment somewhere. We could go visit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
All right.
First, it was Colorado. That was far enough.
Yeah, that seems far.
It's far.
Germany is another level.
Then Germany. We had to make the mistake of taking him to Germany over the summer. And you can go to school for free.
No way.
So he is like, well, if I went to school for free, would I get the money that was saved for college tuition?
He's so smart.
I was like, what? Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, because, you know.
Like, what money?
I said, what is this kid working me on now?
Well, I didn't know you could go to school for free there.
I guess so.
He would know.
He knows.
Yeah, he would research it. I don't
know. No idea.
My kid's only looking at football. Well, like, you need a backup plan, honey.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Your son does not need a backup plan.
He does.
No, he doesn't. What? No chance.
You should see these people that we're going to be playing against. Like, they're men.
Are you serious?
They are Cole Small.
But does that matter? The kid is like a rocket.
He really better hope that those legs move, man. Because these guys coming after him are going to be big.
Chiseled Adonis.
He better move those legs.
He's good.
Oh.
He's going to be good. Mm-hmm. He wants it.
Yeah.
He does.
He does want it.
Yeah, you can see, you can tell.
We'll be in Jackson tonight for practice. It's a nice 4-hour gig, an hour there. We stay for 2 hours, an hour back.
Uh-huh.
I did 3 more of these.
And you're sitting outside or you stay in the car for a few? You're outside.
So when it falls out freezing, then I would go in the car.
Okay.
And like move my, the last place I moved my car up so I could see.
Oh, that's a good idea. It has been balls out freezing.
Oh my gosh.
November's been super cold.
I don't know how they handle it out there.
Because I do this routine with Leah where it's four and a half hours.
Oh yeah, and you walk outside.
I walk outside and I won't idle my car. I refuse to idle my car. So I'm like sitting on my hands, sticking them in my armpits.
Oh no, I'll turn
every
it
other
on.
Parent has their car.
Oh
on.
God, yeah, it's so cold.
No, I know, I won't do it.
Because of your car or your...
No, it has nothing to do with my car. It's I feel like I'm polluting the environment.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
Because I have this gas guzzler from hell.
I don't know. Yeah, I won't.
And I idle my car.
Like it's I see so cold. Like, idling you need to pick warm up their up. Kids at Nolan. And I'm like, God. I've never done that ever.
Holy crap.
I've never idled my car.
Stop.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
And I have those. So like, yeah,
your it gets car's cold. Definitely more efficient too.
Than yours?
Yeah.
I think it probably is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, what does yours get per gallon? Do you know? Like 13 probably. Yeah. Yeah. Like okay. Because we had a Cherokee at one point and yours is probably, and yours is much bigger.
It's a nonstop.
The Cherokee was heavy.
Fill that baby up.
Mine might be double that. Mine's not phenomenal. That car is not getting bought for that reason.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
I've
so
had
pretty,
a fishing. It's fun. Yeah. I've had efficient cars. Yeah, this one isn't.
No.
No.
Yeah, I didn't go for efficiency on this baby.
In a sense, though, you did because you're driving
instead of like multiple cars having to get taken out, it
does make
a
difference. Yeah, it does. I feel like there should be like a gas pool for you from the other parents.
Do you have to put premium in your car?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's painful. I drive my car in efficient mode, which is like sacrilege with that car because it affects the sound and the engine. Oh. And when you really drive it in sport mode, the sound is unbelievable. Like you feel it rumbling throughout the whole car. But you're at the gas station like every few days.
Yeah.
Legit. It's bad.
Do you go to this one?
I sometimes.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
I'll
go in other places because I'm usually around. Like I'm in different spots. But yeah, so I do drive the car in efficient mode, which everyone that has these cars is like, what are you crazy? And I was like, I know, but it's such a pain in the neck to be like, and I haven't quite gauged it yet, even though I've had it for 4 years. I'll still be thinking I'm okay. I have enough to do this. And then I'm like,
no.
Yeah.
Need gas.
When I was... lived on Kemp and the kids were so young and I was doing Real Jersey Shore, my neighbors stalled right outside their driveway on Kemp, right at the intersection. And it was so great because I was walking the dogs and we head out and we go down about a block and I look and she would be okay with me telling the story because they're just like awesome. My neighbor Vicky is sitting in the passenger seat of her convertible just on the road, but like in front of their house, but the car looks like someone was attempting to drive it. And I walk by and it was so great because it was a convertible.
Yeah.
So she's like super exposed.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey. And she's like, hi. And I was like, how's it going? She's like, oh, pretty good. And I have like the whole clan with me. And she was like, I'm just waiting for Jeff to come back with some gas. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I didn't put it together. She's like, we stalled. We backed out of the driveway and ran out of gas. I was like, stop it. She was like, yep. She was laughing. I was like, that's phenomenal.
That's terrible.
It was so cute.
At least she was
like,
close.
This would have made such a good video.
Yeah.
If I could have interviewed them, I didn't have like my whole get up at that point, but it would have been so cute.
Yes.
Because they're just like such a nice Fairhaven family too. And, yeah, just a lot of people know them. They've been around forever. Their kids went through the school system. Their son-in-law is a police officer in town. Like, they're super Fairhaven family. I mean, everyone is. But yeah, I was just cracking up about that. But anyway, so I don't know how we got onto that. I guess the gas thing. Yeah, running out of gas. That was like the best case scenario of running out of gas.
Yeah.
Because they were literally at next to their house.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So I don't know, with bullying, should I circle back to bullying?
Yeah.
Probably. What are things that, because surely we're not the, I think it's, I'm curious if it's not rare, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, it happens a lot.
You know of other...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I don't really... I mean, some of the TV hosts that I know, yes, but not like... I don't really know everyday people getting bullied.
No, like you see the celebrities, like if you ever click the comments, like people just say the meanest stuff to them too.
I don't look. Hear celebrities say, I don't look.
They're like trolls. Like they just really try to knock them down for everything. Like
right. That's really
hard. Weight
loss,
gaining weight, like you name it, they knock them down. It's like, leave them alone.
It's horrible.
Like, why do you want to put such negative stuff out there? Like, just don't respond. Just don't say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know why people get off on being mean.
I don't know.
What satisfaction does it get?
It makes the person look half-cocked for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the stuff that's put on social media, like, you're not going to take it back because people could screenshot it.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's interesting because you're in this dynamic of, oh, it's only me and the other person.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not.
No.
No. With one of the people that have bullied me, like, somebody sent me like a screenshot of what they said to them. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. I've had
they were
too.
Shocked by it. And I'm like, this is like child's play compared to things we've gotten. But
that's really bad.
It's bad because people try to take their views and then they try to knock you down. Like, I don't know, maybe even like about vaccines.
Yeah.
So some people are for, some people are not. So if you post, you just got vaccinated, then you'll have somebody trolling you underneath saying, like, really mean
so
shit.
So true. Like, it's super really controversial.
Mean. Yeah, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're friends with them on social media. That's how they could see your stuff because you're private. So why would you put such mean things underneath it and, like, talk about their family?
I know. Like, that's it's unbelievable. Mean. I've had people screenshot stuff for me, too, now that you're saying this. It's coming back to me. And I actually say, you know what? I don't always say it. I don't want to see it.
I know. Yeah.
I don't. Because it's not making me feel any better.
Yeah. And you'll remember it.
That's
and somehow
the
it'll hit
I
you
still
hard.
Remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It stays with me. It stays with me.
Yeah.
It gets me to the core of that stuff.
They're trying
to do
that to you.
I'd rather not know or see it. I
but
know.
They want to hurt you. They want you to doubt yourself.
I guess it works then.
Yeah, it does. But it also, it makes me mad.
Right.
Like when they try to say things to really knock me down, I'm just like, you're just an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
you're just so unhappy in your life that you're trying to make mine miserable.
You're right.
And then you coming out on top is just going to piss them off more. So
that's
just
true.
Block them.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
I mean, I'd love to go back at them all the time, but it's not going to do shit.
I think it's going to make a maelstrom. I do. I think it's going to make it so much worse.
Yeah, I've done both ways.
Yeah, that's exactly what
it
is
makes
wanted.
You feel good to write it all out and to say it to them, but it gets nowhere. Like, even our Jerry Springer event, like, it gets nowhere.
No.
And you go back and forth, like, what could you have done differently? But there's nothing, because when they want you, they're going to get you.
That's the thing. No, I don't think there's anything that could be done differently.
Because when they get it in their head, like, you're the target and this is what's going to happen. So in your case where you post something, then they want to knock you down because it was so fabulous. Like,
right.
It's just, it's mean. They're not kind.
Do you go to this place of, I do, oh, what did I do to hurt this person that they're this mad?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I think they have
their
mental
culpability.
Issues.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Actually,
mm-hmm.
That's what my family says. They're like, you're not dealing with
a normal
person.
No,
just step away from it.
Yeah.
Stop all contact. And you're right. Yeah. They're right.
And it's funny because people that have dealt with, so like there's this one mental illness that I'm not going to say, but I was telling my one girlfriend about it and I'm like, yeah, I've never encountered somebody with this. And she's like, run away. Do not stay near, like, any tie that you have with this person, you need to cut off because her mom actually had this.
Really?
Yep. And then she was, like, so mean to, like, people in her life until she could actually understand the mental illness. And now she doesn't actually talk to the mom.
She doesn't.
No.
It's too painful.
Yeah. But she didn't see it when she was younger.
No, because that's normal for you.
Yes.
And you want the adulation of that person.
Yeah. And she was so mean to other people, but she's like, look, if you know somebody that has this, she's like, you need to run. And I'm like, I can't. Like,
yeah, you're
circumstances,
tied to it.
Yeah, you can't run. It is what it is. So now you just deal with it and you understand who they are. And
so this friend had to cut ties to protect herself.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, yep.
She was older though.
That's actually what we all, well, you can't.
No.
That's what I have done.
Yeah. So you can.
Yeah.
In other instances I can, but not in one instance.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Cutting the complete tie is the easiest way.
It's the easiest. I'm just actually thinking I do have it in my family where I have not been able to cut the tie.
Yep. I can't cut it.
A step person.
Yep.
Is, I don't really know how to handle that, actually.
You know, you never, like.
I don't feel like I can cut the tie. I feel like I'm going to lose the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's a really unhealthy relationship. The mm-hmm. person is super abrasive and does bully me
mm-hmm.
repeatedly. And actually, you know what? I think that was part of the nightmare too, that because I know I'm going to see this person.
Oh.
I haven't seen the person since they threatened to punch me.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. nice.
It was mm-hmm. great. In a hospital.
So you had a Jerry Springer event also?
I did. I forgot until we were talking. Yeah. In an ICU. They were threatening to punch me.
Wow. Yours might trump mine. That's good.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I'm definitely not trying to.
Yeah, that's.
I haven't seen him since then. And wow. I'm like sick to my stomach about it.
You have to walk in with your head held high.
And just.
Just not even act like it's there. Like, just be so cordial. Just be like, hey, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
of
doing.
Or just ignore and then. Like, we had to do this recently at a family event.
You ignored
the people
completely.
Just completely ignored each other. Completely. It's so friggin' awkward.
It's horrible.
But the other way, like.
Yeah, it's not working out well. Right.
So
I guess that's
ignore.
What I'll do. I may do the hey, hi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey. Hey, asshole.
Hey, I'm paying for you to be here. Eat up.
Me and Nicole are going to take some martial arts. So don't threaten to punch me again.
Seriously. I had him in my pocket then too, but I'm not going to do that.
No.
I mean.
No, I would like to, but you're not going to.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe I would.
They'd have to swing first.
Exactly. That's when they say you use it. If someone is, if you can't, I told you this before, I love it. If you can't make a door where there's a wall, then start throwing him.
Yeah. That's good.
It's great.
I like that one.
Yeah. I was doing karate this morning, actually. You got me back into the swing.
Yeah, and I haven't started yet. Oh, shit.
I've been only watching YouTube stuff. Okay. I was doing it on my own just from memory. And then I was like, let me see if there's classes online. And that's been cool. But you never know. I mean, that I don't think would resonate with me if I hadn't studied. I think I would find it boring. You know what
We're
I mean?
We're doing Dan's guy, though.
I
know. Then I had the flu. So now once I get back from Florida, we're so doing Dan's guy. Like,
chopped
I'm so excited
liver,
for this guy.
Chopped liver. He's
the real
a machine.
Deal.
He's a machine.
Oh, I can't wait.
He's a machine. Definitely.
I'm like so excited for this
Self-defense
guy.
Self-defense tsunami.
He's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Like I would hire him as a bodyguard.
Oh, definitely. I had an offer for someone to be my bodyguard, which made me so happy. Yeah, I think it's not a horrible thing to have.
No. I know when I would bring them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What else about the bullying? Do we have anything else or are we kind of...
It's really it.
Yeah.
I mean, every case is so unique.
It is unique. I agree. I don't think they gave advice in the article I read so much as the talking it through with the person does not historically work.
No. Like, unless they have empathy.
Right, which...
Majority don't.
Not. Yeah. Yeah. But right, then it would.
Yes.
It does seem like they just want to be close to you. That's why they're doing that. So you would think there could be a tweak where it's not... No, I know.
No,
I've definitely,
and I would never trust them.
Yeah, I you're right. No. You're smart not to trust them.
No. I wouldn't want to hang out with them.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
I would love to sit face to face, like right in front of them and discuss everything that they've ever said to me.
Yeah.
Just to be like, look, like.
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, 100%.
But they'll never, ever meet with you. No, that's not happening. Because that would be face to face. Yeah, right. So like you would actually like, because I think if you could say something, social media, text, email, you should be able to say it to my face.
Yes.
Don't talk about each other behind your back. Say it face to face. Like that's what they do at schools. They'll bring the bully and the child that's being bullied in.
Which is great.
Yeah, and then you actually have to talk to me. Like
treat me like a human being.
But our bullies won't do that.
No. They won't. No. I'm actually thinking of like every circumstance I've had it happen with. None of those people will talk it through with me.
And you need to have like a mediator.
Yeah. Mediator would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like you said, it's not really worth getting the relationship.
No. It's just like, sadly. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's funny because they all think you're provoking them.
Yeah, I think that's true. I've noticed that with everyone. I'm like, what? I'm not even having any contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's comical. But at least you know you're not alone.
That's...
Like, it happens to a lot of people.
That does help, actually. It's something.
There's a lot of hate out there.
I think our culture spurs that. I don't know if that's the right word, but definitely...
So now I just try to surround myself on like my time with people that like they're going to bring the sunshine. Like when I cancel my plans and I'm like, I'm totally going to hang out with Lauren today because it's going to make me happy.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, when you told me that, I was like, oh man, I need this too. Just because it's been like such
The damn flu had to screw us up.
Massive.
Yeah. Now back. So have you been able to do anything for comfort zone?
Yeah, let's see. Holy mackerel, let me think.
I have one. You want me to do mine?
Sure. I mean, I took an ice bath.
Like a bath?
Yeah.
Because your pool's closed.
Yep. So I've been trying to find ways to... Yeah, because the pool closed the Monday of Thanksgiving. So actually, yeah, I guess I did one ice bath. Someone online recommended it that we follow each other. He was like, just switch to the bath. I do that. And then you can switch to hot afterwards. Wow. I tried it, but I've been doing the cold showers every day, which I swore I wasn't going to do. I was like, I'm just going to let myself have some downtime.
I don't know how you do them because, by the way, it's quite cold in our houses. So
it is.
When I get in that shower to think of having cold water in it, I would need like a sauna.
I was thinking of you this morning. So I was like, I'm going to tell her I did this, which is funny. I forgot until you said comfort zone. And then I knew you would be like, how are you doing? I will say I'm not getting my hair wet, which does make a little bit of a difference.
No, because my feet are already cold as soon as I get in the shower.
It's cold. It's hard. And even when I'm brushing my teeth beforehand, I'm like, don't use the cold water because you're only going to get even colder. You know, like it's like this whole mental thing. I tried to notice what I'm doing. More so like when I had to walk from the house to the pool, when it was the ground was frozen.
By the way, your pool got to like 40.
It got to 40.
I don't know how you went in it. And it was like 30 degrees outside on one of your things. I'm like,
that's
like cold shock. Cause I was reading about that and that you can die.
You can.
It's cold shock.
Don't tell me that. Nicole.
I know. Cause
when I was in it, I was like, this actually feels like it might be a little too cold. It was very cold. It hurt. It was so cold.
Wow.
And I was outside for a little while beforehand.
Oh, no. I would literally be in and out in 2 seconds.
No. And one time I made the mistake of standing on the bare ground for a while because I was trying to like take pictures. I messed myself up with that, though, because then I did go into the bath for the warm water and I felt a little nauseous. And I was like, that was too much.
Doesn't it burn your...
Oh, it like burns my skin. Extremities. And I couldn't tell if it was hot or cold.
Yes.
I was like, I can't actually tell what the water is. It was really messing me up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's better that we close the pool and spin
it. Yeah, it's probably better because now it's really cold.
Well, this is warmer than it was.
Yes.
Because now we're like 45, I'm guessing, even maybe 50. I don't know. I haven't looked today. But
yeah, it's going to...
Then the ground was frozen and everything. But now I'm doing the cold shower.
Wow.
So I try not to feel when I'm going in there because I was like, today I actually felt the air on my body as I was stepping in. I was like, oh, mistake.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I could feel how cold the air was.
Yes.
And then I got in. And I was like, yeah, it's really fucking cold.
I literally thought about you when I was getting in my shower, and I'm like, oh my God, my feet are freezing. I'm like, how does she do a cold shower? Like, I had the water all the way to the left, all the way as hot as it could go.
I don't blame you. It's rough. And I was like, I really want to take a bath, but I want to be with the kids before they leave. So just like threw on clothes and came down.
When you do your ice bath, you get like buckets, like ice.
I did. Yeah. I took the trays from the freezer ice maker and I carried them upstairs. But I had the bath filled with cold water already. I think it's cold enough without the ice, but I did do the ice.
Our cold doesn't get like freezing cold for some reason with our bath.
Yeah, I know. Ours starts out pretty, you know what? Maybe it wouldn't have been. The shower is like unbelievably ice cold.
Yeah.
But then it does.
And like, my bath is not. I don't understand.
Yeah,
it.
That's
it's
weird.
The weirdest thing.
Maybe one's against an outside wall and one isn't. I
don't
know.
Yeah, like mine, the one towards the front of the house gets very cold.
That
the
might
one
be
in
it.
The middle of the house does not get cold.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what that is, but it's cold. I don't know if I'm going to do this.
I don't know how you do it.
Because we'll probably open it back up in April, right? So December, January, February, March, right? That's 4 months of cold showers. That's what we did last year.
Freezing.
But it was.
You're like the first person to open your pool.
I know. And the last to close it. They were like, we have to close your pool. We aren't going to be working any longer. Yeah. Not to mention the hot tub was running so that the pipes didn't freeze. So it turns on automatically.
No way.
Yes. There's a setting when the water dips below a certain temperature.
Okay.
The hot tub turns on, but it doesn't heat it.
Okay.
So it wasn't like the temperature was different, but it just agitates the water so the pipes don't freeze.
Okay.
So it was running for like 3 days straight, idling the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, can't have the car idling.
Oh, gosh.
And it was...
It's expensive. The pools are expensive.
The pools are expensive, yeah.
Like just to heat it alone is... The bills are expensive in the summer. I'm damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't let anyone heat the pool.
Yeah. Though. See, yours and ours are like 85. 85 and they think it's cold.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah. 85. Like if kids are coming to swim.
You turn the heater on?
Oh yeah.
Even in the summer?
Oh yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what? I have had kids complain to me that the pool's cold. I was like,
they won't go
you
in
think
it.
The pool's cold?
They literally have sat outside the pool if it was like 75.
I'm like, get in the pool.
No, they won't go.
And shut it.
They're like, oh my God, it's so cold. But like, we don't have sun at 2 o'clock on.
That's different.
There's no sun.
That does make a difference.
So it gets, yeah.
Still
I mean,
no.
I guess if it was fully sun and you're hot.
It helps.
Yeah.
But I say it's like, stand in the sun and then get in the pool, pussy ass.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they are. They do not like, I'm like. You know, we didn't have heaters.
No,
like,
the ocean's colder
because
there's a breeze.
Yep. Cole's like, if you guys want to put my wetsuit on, I'm like, shut up.
Okay.
Like, it's 75.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. When you turn, like, if they just surprise, oh, hey, we're stopping over. Like, I didn't know they were coming.
Right. I can't believe you heat
like,
the pool
it takes,
them.
Yeah, it takes
I
a
have
while
to tell
to
the kids because they are constantly asking me and I'll never let anyone turn it on. They're
85
like, but our
the
friends
minimum.
Are asking. And I'm like, I don't care. Just go swimming.
Oh, yeah, no.
We didn't do, you're right. We didn't do any of that stuff when we were younger. We just went in the pool.
Yeah.
Opened our eyes.
Yeah, we're like, ooh, it's cold.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Right.
But nobody had a heater back
then. And you're
then.
In there for hours, too.
Yeah. You warm up.
Right.
Like, somehow you warm up.
Moving around, diving
They're
for
not
rings.
The same breed.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Oliver knows not to ask me, but Leah and her friends will be like, but it's so, and I'm like,
my lips are purple,
yeah,
mom.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's good for you. Now your body has to regulate when you get out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I will give their friends credit. When I did a plunge in December,
holy
years
crap.
Ago, totally. I was on crutches. This is like 4 years ago. And Oliver's friend and Leah's friend both came in with me. All the kids went in with me. It was adorable.
No way.
They all jumped in and they're screaming and laughing. It was so cute. It was first I watched their parents. I was like, is this okay?
Yes. Yeah.
And also I'm going to make a video of it.
Yeah.
Put it on Facebook. And they were like, totally cool. And they were great. But to hear the screaming, because I don't do that, it actually adds to it. Because they're like,
yeah, because it's so
cold.
Baller cold in there.
It's
like,
so cold.
Holy crap.
It is.
I don't think I could do it.
You could do it. You took a cold shower over the summer.
It was like a minute or two.
So that's the same thing. It's in the summer. Like, I'm only saying for a minute or two in here. Like racing.
In the winter, it's so... Cole could do it. Cole can handle it, but I can't do it. I actually think I'm going to give him a cold bath before we go to Florida.
Definitely. Yeah.
He needs... Like, I got him adjusted recently, but he needs it with his legs.
I thought of you when I did the cold bath. I was like, this is what Cole does.
He does it. He can, so awesome. He can handle it. I don't
and he
know
hangs
how.
In there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty uncomfortable, the bath. I found it worse than the pool. I did.
He's never done like the... He only walked into our pool once, but it wasn't as cold as yours.
Yeah.
He's only gone up to his waist.
It's cold, though.
I put him in like a Tupperware tub, like one of those bins, and then we get the ice bags.
That's pretty awesome.
And he'll sit in that. But we haven't done it when it's super cold out.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's going to handle it like that. I know. Like, I don't know how you do it.
I don't know.
I may have to do the tub inside.
The tub, yeah. Do that. And then...
Just get bags of ice and throw it on him.
Yeah, you could do that. Right. And once the water gets around the ice, it makes a pretty cold concoction.
Holy shit.
I was like, I'm not staying in here too long. This is not... It's... No. I just... For whatever reason, the tub mentally, I was not feeling.
Yeah, so many people use the cold therapy.
Yeah, they do. The shower to me feels easier than the tub, and the pool felt easier than the tub, and I was contemplating doing the ocean in like a week. I'm not sure.
Holy crap, I wish I wasn't going to be away.
Oh, yeah. Would you do it?
No, but I'll watch you.
No, but you might. I might be able to talk
you
in.
For a second, I'm like, because you have to walk in.
Yeah, you got to walk in.
Like, just like my feet.
I know.
Don't your feet freeze?
I've only done the ocean once last year in February. The water was 40. So that's like what it was last week when I was in my pool.
And it's so windy at the ocean?
It was, but I was with, it was, we did a video. I did it for Real Jersey Shore and it was.
Oh, I saw. Weren't you with a
guy's birthday? Yes. So he was 88 and he was plunging for charity.
You went right in.
I went right in.
Like, and then you didn't even have
to.
Didn't you? You didn't even have anything on you afterwards.
No, I didn't feel like I needed it. I didn't find that cold. I don't know if it was just like because there was a crowd there or the guy was with me. He was like, we should get out. And I actually wasn't, wasn't going to come out. I was like, oh, yeah? Okay. So I walk out and he has that towel. He was in like a Speedo, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
But yeah, that was cool. So I haven't done it alone. I'm a little afraid about that.
If you wait till I get back, I'll go with you. But yeah, I don't know about going in it. I could get Cole to go in it. Maybe Oliver would go in it.
Really?
Yeah. Cole would go in it.
He would.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
He would 100% jump in.
Okay. So I'll do that.
Yeah.
That would make me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll record you too.
And he would wear a wetsuit or no wetsuit?
No wetsuit.
Okay, cool.
Nice. Yeah, he could baller it.
He'll just go in.
He could do it.
Okay.
Me, no.
All right. And you're not worried about him going in, so I guess I shouldn't be worried. Like, was worried about me going in. But the ocean probably can't be down to 40 yet.
Maybe we'll check the temperature first.
I bet it's not.
I mean, when they do the polar plunge, people just jump in and then you jump right out.
And they're S-can too.
Yeah.
So they're probably hotter.
Yeah, that helps them go in though.
I think it helps on many levels. Mm-hmm. Well, Cole and I won't do that.
No.
No, we'll be fine. I shouldn't have even brought it up. If you're not worried, then I'm not worried. I was like mildly worried about the temperature, but I don't think it can be as cold as my pool. I think they say it takes the ocean longer to get colder. Because it's a bigger body of water, which makes sense.
It makes sense.
It's not going to be as cold. If it was 40 last February, it's not going to be that cold
right,
in December.
Right, true.
Yeah, I think we're good.
It's been pretty cold.
It's been really cold.
We'll feel it. We'll feel it out.
All right. So, that's it. You want to do favorite things?
Yeah, wait, I have my comfort zone.
Oh, gosh, sorry.
No, so when I take Cole to football practice, there's all these parents there that I don't know. So I've been trying really hard to because we have to go away for 9 days together. So I've been trying to talk to them and I'll just go and chat. And
you just go up to them and talk?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, so who's your son? And then the last time we had practice down south, it's been freezing. So I pull my truck up. And I asked them all if they want to come in my truck and sit down. One guy took me up on it.
No
and
way.
And we just talked the whole practice.
Are you serious?
Yep. He's great.
That is so nice.
Yeah. So we just sat idling in the car.
Now you're giving a reason for idling, though. That's like you moved mountains.
I asked four people. I'm like, because they're freezing. I'm like, look, you're there.
Yeah.
And I'm here. Just come in my car.
You're
it's
amazing.
Big enough. But only one guy took me up on it.
I love that you did that. Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
But it was nice because then I got to know him.
Yeah.
So now when we go away together, you like at least person. It's comfortable.
That's huge,
yeah.
Nick.
Yep.
It would be so much easier to just like yeah, not just ignore do that. Them. Right. Yeah.
No, I try to talk to all of them. You're trying to
talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
But you know, I'm bad with names.
I don't think they should get offended.
I wish they had name
you're
plates.
You really are bridging these huge gaps.
Yeah.
Name tags, that's cute.
I need them.
Then maybe they'll do it. They might do it on the first day or something at that.
I only know one of the people yeah, that they told hard. Me their name.
Yeah, that's hard. I totally get that.
No, I know too. I just remembered the woman's name.
It's amazing that you're doing that. They're probably really thankful.
Well, they're nice. Like, they are very nice. I mean, and we're all in the same boat.
You are.
Like, we're all in the same shit show boat.
And they're from all over New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's killer.
Yeah.
Which is like, could be a reason to not do it because it's not like you're going to run into them yes. in town or any of that.
Yeah, no one's going to the same, like they're right. not going to RFH.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're not building equity necessarily. No. You're just connecting.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's nice.
Yeah. So nice. And it's courageous.
Yeah.
Very.
You had to step out of your comfort zone for that.
Because
you don't
so
want
cool.
it. It's so easy to just not talk to people.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You could be on your phone. You could do a watch.
Yeah, but then when watch. I get to Florida, like, at least I want to have, like, yeah, you'll have that you know. Camaraderie.
It's
like,
great.
You're all on the same team. It's nice.
Huge. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. I have the chills.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
That's a...
mm-hmm.
I think it's amazing. We can't yeah. wait to hear about how it continues, too. It's really yeah. cool. You're going to inspire people to do that in their environments, too.
They're all very, like... They will talk to you. Like, they're all really nice,
yes.
which is...
I've found that, too.
People are
pretty yeah. open to it.
Yes.
For
like
the
they
most
like
part.
It. Yeah.
Right. Like, I've definitely had some people be...
Yeah, like, but those people are, like,
doozies.
Standing away. Like, they're yeah. not really up in the front. Like, even one guy said, like, oh, do you need a ride from the airport? Because, like, four of us are on the same flight. And I'm like, dude.
That's nice.
I'm getting a rental car. Like, you won't be able to... Like the crap, we're like moving in.
Oh my gosh, that's
could you
awesome.
Imagine?
That's so sweet, though.
Yes, he was
so
very
cool.
nice.
Mm-hmm. You made friends.
Yeah,
that's killer.
It's
I love
killer.
This.
It'll be good.
Good for you.
It'll
seriously,
be great.
Yeah, you're out of the zone, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking a shower in my own house. Like you're way out of the zone.
No, I would never do the cold shower thing.
I don't always do what you're
mine,
doing.
Mine, I'm put in that position. Had I not been put in the position I'm in, then I don't know.
You know? We could always say that, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Neither of us had to do it, any of it.
Yes, but we push ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
It's good.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
More to come. All right, I'll close it out.
Yep.
That concludes this episode of Motherfuckers. Be sure to like, follow, share, and rate us on social media. We'll see you next time.
Bye.